Next, we're going to Senator Carl Levin. He is the senior Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and he's on the Senate Intelligence Committee as well. Hi, Senator.
Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. The president said Saddam Hussein had the capacity to make a weapon and let that weapon fall into terrorist hands. That's what he said in justifying his decision to go to war. Did Saddam Hussein have that capacity in your view?
Well, I think he had the capacity to attempt to obtain a weapon, and that's very different, however, from actually having possession of weapons of mass destruction, which are an imminent threat to people. There is a major revision that is going on here now in the administration. It's a real shift from what they said before the war with great certainty that Saddam Hussein posed an imminent threat to what the president finally today said, which is he had a capability to make a weapon, and he had an intent to obtain a weapon at a future time. Those are two very, very different things, and it matters when a president gives the American people reasons for going to war that they be accurately stated and not exaggerated and not be wrong.
The president is arguing, though, that whatever the risk may have been, that Saddam Hussein was a threat that he just didn't want to put up with.
Well, that's a very different issue from being an imminent threat with weapons of mass destruction in his possession, which he is giving to or threatening to give to terrorists or terrorist states. And what seems to me is essential is that the president give straight information to the American people so they can make a judgment as to whether or not to go to war.
Senator, one other thing that the president said today was that I was looking, he says, at the same intelligence that everyone else was looking at, and that everybody believed that Saddam Hussein had possession of some weapons of mass destruction, perhaps chemical or biological weapons. Would you grant him that much, that most people did believe before the war that Iraq had some weapons in
its
possession?
Yes. And what people, however, differed with him on is that many of us felt that they were not an imminent threat, even if he had those weapons of mass destruction. And also, the difference is that he stated things with great certainty that things existed when the intelligence community and many people who followed those reports knew that there were many doubts, there were many uncertainties about various things that he stated with great certainty. And those are significant differences.
Now, this investigating committee that President Bush set up is going to release its findings in 2005 after the presidential election. One of your colleagues, Republican Senator John McCain, has said on this program that he thinks that's a good idea. Keep politics out of it. Why not?
We ought to keep politics out of it, which means that, number one, we should give them the mission not just at looking at the intelligence community's failures, but also exaggerations on the part of policymakers. That is that one of the key ways to keep politics out of it is to give them both responsibilities and not to put the exaggerations of the president on down off limits. And the second thing is not to set a specific time for a report after the election. They should be given the responsibility of looking at the failures of the intelligence community and exaggerations on the part of the policymakers, and they should be given all the tools necessary to do the job, and whenever they come up with their report, fine. But they shouldn't be given a lot of additional things to look at, other parts of the intelligence world that they're now being asked to look at, and they should not have a gap in their mission, which is that they are apparently not to look at the statements and exaggerations of the administration. And when you look at the executive order, by the way, the access which is given to the commission in Section 5 of the executive order is access to the mission, which is defined in another section of the executive order, and that mission is specifically to compare what the intelligence community provided with what was found. Nowhere in that mission is it stated that they can look at a comparison of what the executive branch said about the intelligence which was provided to them and the intelligence which was provided to them in fact.
And one other thing I'd like to get into, Senator, and then I'll let you go. This whole political debate and this investigation deals with issues in the past, what the U.S. knew about Iraq before the war. Are you confident that U.S. intelligence agencies and the U.S. military have a good idea of what is going on inside Iraq right now?
In terms of intelligence about who the enemy is, I think there's still obviously some uncertainty. I think there's great uncertainty, frankly, as to what will happen if we proceed with the transfer of sovereignty as planned, if the Shia community is opposed to it. And I think the intelligence there is very uncertain. I think the possibilities of real war, a civil war, are real.
That's Carl Levin, a Democratic senator from Michigan. Senator, good to talk to you again.
Good being with you, Steve.